You wouldn't know it today, but during the 19th and early 20th centuries, a busy hamlet was located at the intersection of Yonge Street and the 11th Line. The farming community of Coulson's Hill thrived, if only for a while. The land that would become the heart of Coulson's Hill was settled by homesteader John Coulson in 1822. Others soon followed, establishing farms of their own on the fertile soil of the area. Religion played a central role in everyday life at the time, and it was inevitable any young community would seek to build a house of worship. Coulson led the movement, first by donating land for two churches, one Anglican, the other Presbyterian, and then by supplying much of the resources to build the Anglican church. Directly across the road from the churches was an Orange Hall, built in 1856. Robert Wood donated the land while Joseph Fennell provided the lumber from his sawmill. The Coulson's Hill School was located on the west side of Yonge Street, about half a kilometer north of the Four Corners. Coulson's Hill attracted several businesses. There was a blacksmith shop on the south side of 11th Line, east of Yonge Street. Nearby was a shoemaker's shop. He made footwear, of course, but also crafted all manner of leather goods, like saddles and pulleys for mills. Coulson's Hill also boasted a roadside hotel. At the time, Yonge Street represented the main highway to and from Toronto. Travel was slow going, so at every community along the road, a hotel would emerge to cater to weary horses and passengers. As a growing community, Coulson's Hill also deserved a post office. Coulson's Hill thrived for decades, but in common with such agricultural crossroads hamlets, its fortunes began to decline in the early 20th century. Businesses closed, one after another, and by mid-century, Coulson's Hill was a name on the map, nothing more. All that remains are the twin churches.